This is Apollo Control, 94 hours, 21 minutes. End of the flight of Apollo 16. Less than a minute away now from acquisition of data and voice from the spacecraft. Coming around now, part way through the 11th lunar revolution. The communications with the two spacecraft have been split at this time. That is, a separate CAPCOM, or spacecraft communicator, will be talking to Ken Mattingly aboard Casper. Ed Mitchell is the command module CAPCOM. Jim Irwin remains as CAPCOM to communicate with Young and Duke aboard Orion. During this 11th revolution, we have acquisition of signal. Let's stand by for communications with Orion.
Hello, Houston. All Orion. How do you read? Over.
Orion, this is Houston. Read you loud and clear.
Okay, Jim, we're zipping right on through the checklist. We got the pings up, the docked course aligned, done, the landing gear is deployed, and the only thing we haven't done is really what you need to see, and we're ready to start in on the S-band checks and bring up the steerable. Over.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, while guidance is, let me give you some angles. We had a Verbo 6 down 20 that was done at 942020. The limb angles were plus 294.65, plus 289.96, plus 35502.
Roger, we copy. Copy the limb is plus 294.65 plus 289.906 plus 35502. Over.
That's affirmative. The command module are plus 00269er plus 109.31 plus 00472. Over.
Roger, I copied plus 00269 plus 10931 plus 00470. Over.
That's firm. It sounds like we got good comm on primary S-band TR and secondary fire amp. I'm going secondary S-band TR and primary fire amp. Over.
Roger, we're standing by.
Okay. I think it's my switch here, Joe.
Casper, this is Houston. We want narrow on the S-band.
Okay, we have primary VAP activation time is 9.